Shaitani Rajim Bismillah Rahman Rahim Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Rahman Rahim Maliki Yawmiddin Iyyaka Na'budu Wa Iyyaka Nasta'in Ihdina Siratal Mustaqim Siratul Ladina Namta Alehim Rally Magdubi Alehim Waladoli. So I'm going to be talking about walking in the soul stations today. And to do that, I really need to connect with your hearts. So I'm going to ask you each a question, and I'd like you to come off your mute button and also put on your video so I can feel your heart, if you can, and answer this question for me before I begin the teaching. I want you to feel your soul. And feel those, thank you, alhamdulillah, that helps a lot. And feel the soul stations. And I want you to let me know, just from your perspective, what blocks you from really embracing and entering into these world of the soul and these soul stations. So just take a moment and reflect, do some self-reflection, and just see what is it that really stops you, that really is, or another way of saying it, thank you, is what needs to purify within your being. in order to live in the world of the soul. Ah, so nice to see your hearts. That's so much better. Thank you. Alhamdulillah. Connect and work with. Who would like to begin? Just raise your hand or come off mute. I don't know how this process works. Rahima, you can help me a little here.
I see
a hand up from Nora. Yes.
Alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
I think what would open more is being, for me, is being softer.
Being softer. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And listening, like opening my ears.
Yeah, I may also, if I may, I'd say put down the sword. Do you know what I'm talking about when I say that?
Yeah.
I think that's going to be how you'll arrive at the softness, is by putting down the sword. So as we get into the reading today, just feel yourself sort of consciously awakening that softness and setting your intention to put down the sword. Okay. Yeah, right there. Good. And next. Yeah, Habiba. Oops, I lost you, Habiba. Hang on. Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Oh, I can, yes. I can see you and hear you, mashallah. Yeah,
I have to do it. I have to mute my phone. That's how I hear, and then I can see on the video, so it's nice to be able to do that. Alhamdulillah. Yeah. It feels like, for me, what blocks me is tremendous fear. Mm. Feels like there's a lot of fear going on, and what needs to purify my being, I have a lot of insecurity and low self-esteem still.
Yeah, I think that's right on target, alhamdulillah. So when we do the reading, I want you to feel the place inside that's like a waterfall. And as you're with that waterfall, just as we're doing the reading, just like feel that waterfall just slowly washing. Okay.
And do that. Thank you.
So next on my little thing here is Jamila. So I'm going to call on you next, if I may.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
I think it's the difficulty I'm having is like disconnecting myself from the world, like too much like my mind, and as also sometimes having a hard time to connect my heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's absolutely correct. Allah. So during the reading, what I'd like you to focus on actually is your throat, the sort of the midpoint between your mind and your heart.
Mm-hmm. I also have so much, like, since you mentioned the throat, I have so much issue with my throat.
Yeah, because that, right. That's why I want you to, that's exactly why I want you to focus there. And then we'll take a look and see what, if anything, needs to happen after the reading. But for now, that's where I want your attention to be during the reading, okay?
Okay. Inshallah. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's see. Rukma Su. Assalamu alaikum. Nice to see you. Alhamdulillah.
I don't have an easy answer. Years since my mom passed away, in on right around Mother's Day, and since the year, things are opening and shifting and changing. So, I don't know what the so is. I think I'm having trouble. I know I'm having trouble surrendering. I'm not even sure I know what that looks like. 100%. I get caught in the doing as opposed to the being. It's my do-be-do-be-do problem. Lifelong. Boy, I'd love to be a little more self-aware than that, but that's what I have.
Alhamdulillah.
A good question. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. You know, when we're dealing with grief, it's hard to be clear. So what I'd like from you during that, when we do the reading, what I'd like from you is to feel the permanency of Allah and the impermanency of life. Okay. Yeah, that should help. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And Rukma Kara.
Can you hear me?
I can. I can see you too. Thank you. Alhamdulillah.
Great. Yeah. I also noticed, I think it was Habiba that said fear, and I also noticed a lot of fear.
Yeah.
And it feels kind of like a fear of, like, I'm going to discover something really bad or like, like something that I'm like ashamed of or like something that I really don't like or yeah. So it's kind of like that. And I also noticed that when I try to drop it into my soul, it's like I experience like a sensation of like disorientation or like trying to orient myself to like two different things. And that is, it just is like uncomfortable or it feels confusing. So yeah, those are the two things that I noticed mostly when you asked that question.
So, I want you to visualize, if you can, during the reading, the process of a bird flying in the sky. And use that image to help you find your wings.
Beautiful. Yeah, thank you. It's funny that you say that. When I'm more connected in my soul, I notice the way birds fly, like in the world.
Exactly.
Like I see them and I'm like, oh, wow. Like it's, I don't even know how to describe it, but there's something different for me about the way that I see a bird fly. It's really, I notice it all the time, actually.
Right. Yeah, that's really yeah. your connection to your soul is by using that imagery. So, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you.
And next on my screen, I've got, mashallah, it's nice to see you, Salima.
Assalamu alaikum. Can you hear me, beloved?
Yes, wa alaikum salam. Very well.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Can you ask me the question, please?
The question was, what blocks you from entering fully into the soul stations and embodying them? And related to that, what is it that needs purifying within your being so that you can move deeper into your soul?
Alhamdulillah. Thank you. Bismillah. My primary wound pattern revolves around a feeling of not having protected people enough and needed help. And I've done a lot of work on it. It's still really strong in me. So I get caught a lot by taking care of people, family members. And as a result, and in my profession, I just had a couple friends move up to where I live and they need help. They're seniors. And I know it, but somehow it's also how I relate to the entire world. The people come to me with their stuff. And then my patterning is around that. So it pulls me out of alignment with God, also with into intense doership, because I'm actually quite good at managing affairs. but it's off too. So that's sort of the umbrella picture. What is under that is a sense of failure, chronic sense of failure. Yeah.
So one of the things that I will recommend for you when we do the reading and the Music of the Soul and the Soul Stations is to focus on your servanthood to Allah. So it's not about the people, but it's about your service to Allah. Yeah, that's it right there. You feel that difference? Stay with that when we go into the reading. Is there any questions about that? Okay, I got it. Thank you. Radia Beth, you come up next on my screen.
Salaam alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
I think... just still, it's something you've talked to me about for years, this sense of a duality. Like I can be alone in my house with Allah, you know, and I can be doing like practices and feel so grateful and content. But being in the world with it, I just feel like doors don't open. And I feel like I want to serve. But it's like, I go out and sometimes I'm like right now I'm looking for more work again. Well, I messed up my leg, but when I go back to work, you know, I'm looking for like a job or whatever. You know, I'm like, okay, I'm most qualified for cleaning, you know, or something like that, but I'm like, that's not who I am. I mean, I know that work is holy, but I want to work in hospitals. It just seems like it. Allah doesn't bring those things. I guess not feeling like it's ever good enough for him. Sometimes I'm like, what do you want? You know, like, what do you want to open the doors? And I just get like angry at him.
So we'll just say that what blocks you is the anger. And what I'm going to recommend and suggest to you during when I do the reading is to stay focused on, and this may be difficult for you, but to stay focused on you are nothing. Because you try so hard to be something as a way of making yourself feel okay.
Well, yeah, and to pay the bills.
Yeah, yeah.
And you have to be something in the world.
Right, but that whole paradigm is keeping you from the expansiveness of your soul. So once you enter into the, and this is true for once you enter into the expansiveness of your soul, all that just sort of becomes easy. Mm-hmm. When we try to do it from the narrowness of our heart or our nafs, it becomes a struggle.
It is that.
Yeah. So the key is, how do I bring myself into that expansiveness of my soul?
But I feel like I'm that when I'm home. You know what I mean? Like when I'm home with Allah. And I'm
yes
just,
and no, but even when you're home, it's like you're trying to, if I may, you're trying to be a good girl for Allah. I'm doing my practices, I'm doing my reading, I'm doing the obligations that I know Allah wants for me. It's still not coming from that place of nothingness inside of you.
But it comes from a place of love.
Absolutely, and that's a beautiful thing. But I want you to move beyond that now, because love comes from the place of the heart. I want you to move beyond that now to a more expansive place where there's nothing.
Okay.
So try it, and we'll check in afterwards and see how it went.
Okay, thanks.
And Nora Al-Huda, she's bringing some kind of poster or something. I can't see. Can you take yourself off mute so you can tell us what it is? It's too small for me to tell what it is, unfortunately.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you see the painting?
I can't so well. Can everybody else see it? Can you spotlight her for a moment? That might help.
Sorry.
Ah, that's good. Oh, mashallah, yes. So it's a face with, for those of you who can all see it, with inside instead of having that, our normal facial features, it's the universe. Alhamdulillah. Did you draw that, love?
I wish. No, it's not my artistic skill. I'm not interested. But I'm afraid of being her. I want to be her, and I'm afraid of being her at the same time.
Uh-huh.
And it just feels like my identity is being erased, and I'm just really terrified. I don't know where I fit in.
Uh-huh.
Especially because I feel like the last 10 years of my life have been filled with a lot of aloneness. Mm-hmm. And I had to say goodbye to a lot of relationships and friendships and just things that don't fit, or maybe, you know, it's from my nafs, I don't know, but I just don't know how much more loss I can bare. And I feel like this stuckness, like I'm always going to be where I am, that Allah's, nothing is enough for Allah. Like, does it matter how much I wouldn't say I gave it up, but I feel like it was taken away from me. And none of that is enough. Like, it's just, there's more to give, there's more to give, there's more to give. And it frustrates me, and it also terrifies me. But I also know that that's the destination, that's the ultimate goal, is to be effaced. But I don't know that I would know how to be in the world. And I'm not sure that I even belong sometimes, or that I'm needed, and just that feeling of not having a purpose also.
Yeah. Dula, I think you're right on with your assessment. If I may give you a recommendation and suggestion when we do the reading.
Sure.
I want you to feel freedom and what freedom means for you. Because there's there's a paradigm shift in your soul belief system that needs to change. And it has to do with this concept of freedom. Does that make sense to you right now?
Yeah. I mean, you know, we usually talk about the Sufi path, like in terms of slavehood.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to have a problem with that earlier on, like a few years ago when I first came to this path. And I think I've been growing into it. And I think with freedom comes responsibility, and I'm afraid of screwing up too. So there's that too.
Yeah, what I want you to work on is not so much the responsibility piece with freedom, but just that feeling of I'm free.
Okay.
Right? Because when we talk about the soul stations, we're breaking out of the prison of our, what Siti describes of our tomb, but we're breaking out of the prison of our body. And that's sort of what I want you to hold during this reading, is this sense of I'm free. Okay. And I think that will help move you. Let's see.
Halima, can we do Majid and Zainab, because they are gonna go pretty soon to bed?
Yes.
Thank you.
Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum, Majid.
Alaikum salam. We're not gonna go that soon. We've got a couple of hours.
Alhamdulillah. So I don't know if you were on when I first asked the question. I asked you to...
Unfortunately, I think I only caught sort of glimpses of the question, so you might have to repeat it.
Okay, so I'm going to come back to you and give you time to reflect on it, since you're not coming off right away. Sure. So the question is, what's blocking you from entering into the soul stations? And what is it that your being needs to purify in your character in order to embrace the expansiveness of your soul? So sit with those two questions, and I'm going to move to Layla Mudge and have her speak, and then I'll come back to you and Zainab. Assalamu alaikum. You need to come off mute. I don't know how to do that for you. She must have two systems going at the same time to create that echoing effect. So I got a stereophonic Layla.
I Sorry about that.
No problem.
So it's been very helpful to hear others, what others are sharing, and because for me, an easy answer is trust, is lack of trust. When I drop into my body, there's a place between the clavicles that feels dark and as though it might be holding something. The other thing I would say is, I don't know if you noticed, but I recently had something of a breakthrough. So my whole system has been sort of rearranging itself. And I'm not sure where, you know, where to go or how to go from that place.
Yeah, I see that. Alhamdulillah, that's a beautiful thing. What I think would be helpful for you to imagine or visualize during the reading is there's the ocean on one side, and there's the sea on the other. And it's like you've got 1 foot on the ocean and 1 foot on the sea. And there's a isthmus, there's a little space in between them where they don't meet.
Okay.
And what I'd like you to imagine during this reading is that you're taking 1 foot out of the ocean and putting it on this isthmus, and the other foot out of the sea and putting it on this isthmus, and just feel yourself just being in that in-between space. Yeah, that's it.
It's sort of Ajami.
Huh?
Is it sort of the quality Jami?
Yes,
Okay. Thank you.
And Majid.
Can you ask somebody else and then give me a bit more time?
Yeah, you think you're the last one other than Zainab if she's with you.
Zainab's just putting Sumaya to bed.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I'll try.
Do the best you can.
Okay, can you ask the questions again?
Yes, I sure can.
Okay.
So I want you to go inside. You know, CD says we are the question and we are the answer. And what is it that you feel inside that's blocking or preventing you from fully embracing the soul stations? And then the second part of the question is, what is it in your character that needs purifying so that you can fully embrace the expansiveness of your soul? Remember, our souls are very expansive.
So I think in this short space of time, two words come to mind. So the first one is, in response to the first question, is attachment. And sorry, while you were speaking, that was the word that came to mind. The first question was, what is it in your, could you just repeat that again, please? I'm really sorry.
That's
just
no that's
the first part. Yeah.
What is it inside your, what is it that you can feel inside your being that's really blocking you?
Oh, okay. Okay.
Really entering into the soul stations. You've all heard of it, but I want you to really enter into it so it becomes a station rather than a state.
Okay, so I think it's that attachment is the only word that really kind of comes to mind. And I don't think I can
That's fine.
Open it up much more than that. I think I'm just too attached to, or I'm very attached to sort of ideas and outcomes and, you know, pictures to use Sufi language. So I think I'm probably more attached than what I like to admit or what I'm probably even aware of. But so I think it's attachment.
So I want you to, this will be helpful, I hope. I want you to take that attachment and attach it to the most divine that you can imagine.
The most divine what?
The most divine image that you can imagine. And when we do the readings, everybody, now you have your own individual piece. I want you to do a silent, since the first station is called the Silent Remembrance, I want you to be in silent remembrance as I'm transmitting this station to you, okay? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Assalamu alaikum, Rahima, I didn't go.
Can you see Tahira in your screen?
So can everybody mute? You mute everybody? Okay. So let's go into, start with, I can hear you, Rahima.
You're missing Tahira. She's unmuted right now.
Oh, alhamdulillah. Thank you for calling my attention to that.
Sorry. There we go.
I don't see her. Where is she? Oh, there she is. Mashallah. Thank you. I see your heart. I apologize for missing you. Alhamdulillah. Can you speak up? I can barely hear you.
Yes, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. So to answer the question, alhamdulillah, I am really actually excited to go there, alhamdulillah, but I guess inshallah if I can make it, I guess that's the only thing, I'm not going to make it, inshallah, but I think the thing that is kind of in my mind is that not knowing that if I even have entered the heart, because I cannot really connect to my delight sometimes. So I'm not sure that I have passed that to go into the soul, because I was hoping to get some more certainty on that.
Yeah, don't worry about that. What I want you to do is feel that excitement that you have to really explore your soul, to really fly in the realm of your soul and all the beautiful qualities. Like be in expectation of Allah's generosity. That's what I want you to hold. Be in expectation of Allah's generosity. Okay? Allah can take us from the lowest of the low to the highest of the high. Alhamdulillah. Jamila, did I catch everybody? Did I miss anybody? I don't think Zainab is with us yet, right?
We're good. We have everybody now.
Okay, alhamdulillah. So everybody, let's start with Allah. Allah. And hold on to whatever image or whatever suggestion that I gave you, if it's helpful. and then allow the transmission to enter into your heart. And with every word, let it be a spiral that's spiraling deep and deep and expanding and expanding. And just stay in that silent remembrance. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. In the name of Allah, the merciful, the compassionate. Atakfur, the silent remembrance. In this station, you remember in your mind, in your thoughts, and in your heart. So just take a moment and let that remembrance go into your mind, into your thoughts, whatever they are. And into your heart. Be silent. So if you can feel the depth of the silence inside of your being. This is the remembrance of Atafakur. You have changed yourself. Feel the place where you're not the same, that you've changed. To live in your heart. And now there is no difference between yourself and your heart. Your heart is one. And you have changed everything. Now you have really begun to walk straight in the way of God. So continue. Change every quality in your heart to become a new quality, full of the light. Let yourself connect to the light. You begin to live with your soul and to know the meaning of Allah's words. They are the jewels of knowledge. And they are different from anything you have known before. Now your son, your soul, arises. So again, just let yourself feel your soul rising up. It's a vertical. It before your heart was not filled with all the holy meanings. And you did not understand the meaning of the love. Therefore, you could not sit under the sun, because this sun needed to contain all the qualities of your heart. If you do not guard every quality in your heart, and you do not clean them, then you could not sit under this sun. You could not know the secret meaning of the soul. So again, just keep letting your soul expand, rising up, filling up. In this station, one needs to be more and more polite. And one needs more and more love. You just allow yourselves to fill with politeness. And love. And let that politeness and love be like a bellow. That's opening your soul. You also need to pray. But this is a deeper prayer than before. Now you begin to sit in the garden of God. Use your imaginal faculties to imagine that you're sitting in the garden of God. In this garden, you need to be the mercy all the time. You need to live every minute with your soul. In this station, you must understand the meaning of the soul. Because now you sit with the soul of God. And your soul has returned to his soul. Or her soul, if you prefer. You do not need to remember with your lips. Remember in the silence of your soul. Which lives in God's soul. Remember God in everything. Because everything has finished now. And you have lost yourself. Discharge everything outside. That's the letting go of attachment. Discharge everything outside. You need to understand how to sit with your soul, because your soul has changed to be full of the light. Again, if you don't experience that light, just imagine that your soul is filling with light. In the station, God wants you to look only with the eyes of your heart. Keep with God only in everything. Because there is nothing in this station, it is only God's soul. Put your soul in God's fire, which is full of the holy love and all the qualities. God wants you to be with God in everything. If you want to walk in this station, you need to pray, but to pray from the eye of your heart. Just let yourself feel the difference between the outer prayer that we do and praying from the eye of your heart. Do not leave the praying which you have done before, because God loves to see you praying. You are God's servant. You are the picture of God. And God wants to see you when you pray. When you stand before God, be silent and know the meaning of this prayer. When you walk anywhere, and when you watch the world around you, your eyes need to be praying. When you look, see the name of God. See the name, the soul of God in everything. When you see animals, birds, or human beings, remember and know that God put his soul in everything. There is nothing, only God, only God's soul. And when God wants to take a secret from anything, he can take it in a minute, and then it's finished. So give whatever that block is, return it to God, so it's finished. This is the truth of God. Know the secret of yourself before you die. You need to be born again and to die again. You must clean every quality in your heart. You must die and break your tomb to wake up from your sleep, and to break your tomb again to live with the soul of God. When I speak of tomb, I mean your body, because it is like a prison. Know everything that is inside this tomb so that you can come to know the meaning of the secret. You will need a long time if you do not break your tomb. But if you do break this grave, which is the life of your body, you will find everything inside. You are full of the secret reality. Do not lose any time in this station. You can go anywhere, you can do any work, but remember the name in your heart. Be silent throughout the day if you do not need to speak with anyone. If someone asks you a question, answer him with only a few words. Pray in your work, because you are doing the work of God. When you walk, you are walking with the steps of God. When you speak, you are speaking with your God. You are different from any other human being because you live inside the truth. When you leave everything behind you, you can see the secret inside every human being. When you reach this station, you need to be polite and sincere. Listen to any order and to any voice, because it is the voice of your God. There is only God's voice. God wants you now to be special for God. How could you come again to know what you know now if you are not special for God in everything that you do? You want to carry God's message. If you do not listen to every word God says, in whatever you do, you cannot reach the knowledge of the truth of God. Continue in the way. Do not stand still. Walk straight. Do not go left or right. Allah loves everyone who walks straight because He is one. Let yourself feel the Wahid, the Ahad. And align with that one. God wants to see God's love inside your soul. He wants you to know how you sit in the fire of God's love. If you hold the fire of God's love in your heart, God helps you and takes you by the hand, leading you to God and giving you what you want. So feel the fire of your passion. That's the fire of God's love in your heart. Feel His Nasir, how God helps you. Allow God to take your hand, leading you to God and giving you what you want. But wait, do not ask God for anything in this station. Before this, you have asked God, but now you have reached a high station, and it's from the polite not to ask God for anything. Because God knows everything and puts everything in its place. Remember God all the time. Give yourself to God. Keep nothing of yourself, only God. This is what God wants from you in this soul station. Thank God again and again and again. I want you to open your hearing even deeper. Open the ear of your heart. You open the ear of your heart. You're containing the Mohammedan Hadrat. The Mohammedan presence. Allow yourselves to embrace the Mohammedan presence. Allah says, be with me in every quality of your body, of your mind, of your heart, and of your soul. Be the eyes and the ears and the hands of God. Listen to the language of the soul. You are the beloved and more than beloved. You need to listen to the words of Allah. Take what Allah wants to give you from the mercy, from the love, and from the truth. Because now you sit near God all your time, soul to soul. You feel no sadness and are not afraid. Because God has wanted you from the beginning, from the world of El-Azal, pre-eternity, to know only God's love. Put your soul inside God's soul. Touch the mercy from His love. When you touch the mercy from this love, its meaning has become clear within you, like a drop of rain when it comes from the sky and splashes forcefully into the water. The splash is like a fire, and this fire is what God wants you to feel. He wants you to drink from this water to meet your beloved, because you want your beloved and nothing else. Allah wants you to live with God every moment. Why does God show you this love? To help you erase everything but God, the Beloved. You sit in God's soul near the door of love all your time. Your qualities have been put inside the Beloved, leaving nothing of you, because there is only God. If you love God, sit with your soul inside God's soul. with yourself and your heart. When you burn only with God's name, you speak with God, from your soul to God's soul, with the lips of God. You move now only with God's order. All your time, you are with God, to Allah, and from Allah. Know if you want this himma of love for Allah, you must forbid anything to sit in your heart. Only God's love. God has given you God's soul and given you God's love, for you to be special for God. When you love God, you change yourself to become God's love, because the love of Allah is the highest love. And then you are between God's hands in everything, and you are his holy servant. Now your soul is beginning to die. It needs this dying because it is changing to live with the soul of Allah. After your soul dies, you awake and speak a new language, and you can know that everything from this language is for the language of the soul, because the soul speaks only with the voice of God. Give Allah your heart, so that Allah may change everything inside it, for it to become the house of your beloved. Keep remembering the name and pray. This is your chance to know the secret of your soul, to be the servant sitting inside the soul of God, soul to soul, with Allah. Thank Allah, because Allah has given you everything that you have, and everything is from him. Just take a few minutes to transition from the remembrance, the silent remembrance in your heart, and with each Alhamdulillah, deeply thank Allah and see, sense, or know what are the jewels that Allah has in your soul. examine each jewel. And treasure it. And thank Allah for it. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And take a few minutes and come on back to the space from this journey into your soul. And share with me what's changed, what's different in your being. And if you can, it would be good to grab a piece of paper and pencil and actually write it down. What's changed? What's different in my being? And when you're ready, I'd like you to share with your classmates. You can either do it in the chat or by raising your hand. And tell me, what are the jewels that you discovered? Or any questions that you might have about the process? Just bring yourself off mute if you're ready and you'd like to share. Hey, Zainab, welcome.
Assalamu alaikum, Habiba. I mean, alaikum, Salima. The reading was, it felt very, very sweet. Really enjoyed listening. I feel like I may have fallen asleep. It was very relaxing. Mm-hmm. And I'm very sleep deprived. Today's Johnny's last day of school virtually, so alhamdulillah. I think I'm more happy than he is. But what's different or what's changed? I think my belly feels bigger, like more expansive.
Alhamdulillah.
And more relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
And I just have a sense of calm. So it was really nice. Alhamdulillah. Thank you.
And I don't know if you noticed, Habiba, but from this place, there is no fear. Right?
Exactly. Alhamdulillah.
Anybody else have a question
would
like to share? Or, yes, Laura, Nora.
I feel like I went somewhere really deep, and I don't remember the journey, but I remember the destination, I think. And it was like water, like crystal clear water,
mm-hmm.
like sparkly, clean, nourishing, pure water that you could just, like.
And did you notice how much easier it is to be soft when you're in this clear water?
Yeah, it's not.
Hmm?
Yeah, it doesn't feel like there's a choice in it. You know, there's no sword there.
Right. Yeah. There's no need for the sword there.
Yeah.
Right. I'll do that. Good. Let that really stabilize and ground in your being so you can live from this place. Habiba, you can live from this calm. My dear beloved Radia, how did you do with this?
Yeah, I mean, it's the place that I feel that I'm with Allah when I'm here in my house, mm-hmm. you know, and it feels like home.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's just when my mind gets active, because then my mind is like, the jewel, well, I'm supposed to be nothing. Or the gem, what? No, but don't look for a gem because you're supposed to be nothing. And I just, and then I'm like, well, if you're confused, it's the shaitan. And so shush. And So this place is content, and then there's a warm vibration in my heart, and it's good. And I just heard Allah, when you were reading, I just heard like Allah wants you. And for some reason, that was what I needed to hear.
Good. So write that down so that you can keep reflecting on that.
Okay.
And I would add a couple of words to it, which is Allah wants you to know Allah in creation.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. That's helpful. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Anybody else have a question and want to share your experience? Selena? Anybody else? I'm sorry.
Salaam alaikum.
Alaikum salam. And then I'll get, yes.
Incredible expansion into peace and a sense of security and
yes,
provision. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I want you to ground in you. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, good. Was that earlier, was that Raf Masu? I don't know if you tried to speak earlier.
We have Layla, that she's been waiting.
Layla, thank you, Rahima. So Layla, please.
Assalamu alaikum.
So
the isthmus disappeared immediately between the sea and the ocean. And it felt like I had sort of a false concept that was separating. I don't know if you, and I certainly felt some expansiveness. I did have a question. I wasn't explicit before, but one of the things that's happened is that I've just accepted, this is hard to talk about, but I've accepted that there were some really significant ways that my mom really wasn't happy with me, you know, that she rejected me, but she didn't see me anyway. And that was a huge shift for me. And I'm wondering how to continue working through that.
So you've got the first step, which is acceptance, because we can't go back and change the past.
Right. Sorry. Okay, sorry.
So now the second piece of it from the soul expansion, expansive place.
Right.
Is what was, and it transfers from your mom to Allah, right? What was, let me see if I can help you with it. It's like, what was Allah making in me to be his servant by giving me this experience?
Okay, I'll sit with that.
It's a shift in a belief, and it's a paradigm shift in understanding that everything is from God, and everything that God makes is from goodness. And that's the paradigm shift of the next step.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, alhamdulillah, we're at time for break. We're going to come back and continue the walking. And I will see you in a half an hour.
And we'll continue writing. The second page on the station, Katafapur. So we continue with a new paragraph. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Where Siddhi says, Bismillah. Also, comma, when you walk anywhere, comma, also, comma, when you walk anywhere, comma, and when you watch the world around you, comma, and when you watch the world around you, comma, your eyes need to be praying, period. Your eyes need to be praying, period. Now I'll repeat the whole sentence. Also, when you walk anywhere and when you watch the world around you, your eyes need to be praying. Period. When you look, comma, see the name of God, period. When you look, comma, see the name of God, period. See the name, comma, the soul of God in everything. See the name, comma, the soul of God in everything, period. When you see animals, comma, birds or human beings, comma, when you see animals, comma, birds, or human beings, comma, remember and know that God puts his soul in everything. Remember and know that God puts his soul in everything, period. There is nothing, comma, only his soul, comma. There is nothing, comma, only his soul, comma. And when he wants to take the secret from anything, comma, and when he wants to take the secret from anything, comma, he takes it in a minute and it is finished. He takes it in a minute and it is finished, period. This is the truth of God, period. This is the truth of God, period. I'll start a new paragraph. Know the secret of yourself before you die, period. Know the secret of yourself before you die. Period. You need to be born again and to die again. You need to be born again and to die again. Period. You must clean every quality in your heart. Period. You must clean every quality in your heart. Period. You must die and break your tongue to wake up from your sleep, coma. You must die and break your tongue to wake up from your sleep, coma. And then to break your tongue again. And then to break your tongue again. To live with the soul of God. To live with the soul of God. Period. When I speak of your tongue, I mean your body, because it is like a prison. When I speak of your tongue, I mean your body, because it is like a prison. Period. But know everything that is inside this tongue. But know everything that is inside this tongue. So that you can come to know the meaning of the secret. So that you can come to know the meaning of the secret, period. You will need a long time if you do not break your tongue. You will need a long time if you do not break your tongue, comma. But if you do break this grave, comma. But if you do break this grave, comma. Which is the life of your body, coma, you will find everything inside, period. But if you do break this grave, coma, which is the life of your body, you will find everything inside. Period. You are full of the secret reality. Period. You are full of the secret reality. Period. And we'll start a new paragraph. Do not lose any time in this station, period. Do not lose any time in this station, period. You can go anywhere and you can do any work, comma. You can go anywhere and you can do any work, comma. But remember the name in your heart. But remember the name in your heart. I'm going to read the whole sentence again. You can go anywhere and you can do any work, but remember the name in your heart. Period. Be silent throughout the day if you do not need to speak with anyone. Be silent throughout the day if you do not need to speak with anyone. Period. If someone asks you a question, comma, answer him with only a few words. If someone asks you a question, comma, answer him with only a few words, period. Pray when you work, because you are doing the work of God, period. Pray when you work, because you are doing the work of God, period. When you walk, comma, you are walking with the steps of God, period. When you walk, comma, you are walking with the steps of God, period. When you speak, you are speaking with God, period. When you speak, you are speaking with God, period. You are different from any other human being, because you live inside the truth. You are different from any other human being because you live inside the truth. Period. When you leave everything behind you, comma, when you leave everything behind you, comma, you can see the secret inside every human being, period. You can see the secret inside every human being, period. You cannot know any of this without deep praying, period. You cannot know any of this without deep praying, period. And we'll start a new paragraph. When you reach this station, comma, You need to be polite and sincere, period. When you reach this station, comma, you need to be polite and sincere, period. Listen to any order and to any voice, because it is the voice of your God, period. Listen to any order and to any voice, because it is the voice of your God, period. There is only his voice, period. There is only his voice, period. Now he wants you to be special for him. Now he wants you to be special for him, period. How can you come again to know what you know if you are not special for him in everything that you do? How could you come again to know what you know now? If you are not special for him in everything that you do. You want to carry his message. And after everything that you do, we close the question mark. You want to carry his message, period. If you do not listen to every word he says, comma, in whatever you do, comma, if you do not listen to every word he says, comma, in whatever you do, comma, you cannot reach the knowledge of the truth of God. You cannot reach the knowledge of the truth of God. I'm going to read that sentence again. If you do not listen to every word he says, in whatever you do, you cannot reach the knowledge of the truth of God. Period. Continue in the way and do not stand still. Period. Continue in the way and do not stand still. Period. Walk straight and do not go left or right. Walk straight and do not go left or right, period. Allah loves everyone who walks straight because he is one. Allah loves everyone who walks straight because he is one. period. And we'll start a new paragraph. He wants to see his love in your soul, period. He wants to see his love in your soul, period. He wants you to know how to sit in the fire of his love. He wants you to know how to sit in the fire of his love. Period. If you hold the fire of his love in your heart, comma. If you hold the fire of his love in your heart, comma. He will help you. Comma. He will help you. Comma. And he will take your hand. Comma. And he will take your hand. Comma. Leading you to him and giving you what you want. Leading you to him and giving you what you want. Period. But in this station, comma. But in this station, comma. Wait and do not ask him for anything. Wait and do not ask him for anything. Period. In another station, comma. In another station, comma. You have asked him for everything. You have asked him for everything, comma. But now, in this station, it is from the polite not to ask him for anything, comma. But now, in this station, it is from the polite not to ask him for anything, comma. But to follow everything that he wants, but to follow everything that he wants. Because he knows everything you need. Because he knows everything you need and puts everything in its place, period. And puts everything in its place, period. And we'll start a new paragraph. Remember him. time. Yes, Aviva?
Yes, I just was wondering if we could have a break. My hand is so tired.
Yes, we are actually on the last paragraph.
Okay, alhamdulillah.
Yeah, I was feeling that, but we are in the last paragraph. Just one more. Bismillah, Allah, Allah, Aziz. Remember him all the time and give yourself to him. Remember him all the time and give yourself to him. Period. Keep nothing of yourself, comma, only him. Keep nothing of yourself, only him. This is what he wants from you in this station. This is what he wants from you in this station. Period. Thank him again and again. Period. Thank him again and again. Period. This is the meaning of at tafakur, comma, the silent remembrance. This is the meaning of Atafakur, the silent remembrance. And again, I'll just take a moment to go into silent remembrance, asking Allah to ground his secrets, his invitation to be with him alone in the soul. And to travel in his soul. And gently noticing your breath, bringing your awareness back into your body, and into the room. Bringing the silence with you, the silence that can hear his voice. And inshallah, we'll debrief more tomorrow with Salima, this station. But if anybody would like to share their thoughts or their experience or any questions that they have, it would be nice to hear how everyone is doing. Inshallah. Assalamualaikum, Nora.
Assalamualaikum. This is very beautiful to do that. This was my first time doing writing together, and I felt a lot of transmission, especially inspired around deepening prayer and being in silence.
Naila. Thank you, Nora. Radia, I see you unmuted. Is there anything you would like to share, Radia Beth?
Oh, oops, that was a mistake.
Do you want to share anything now that you're unmuted anyway?
I don't think I have anything right now.
Okay.
I don't have anything specific to say except to say thank you. That was really beautiful. And thank you, Rahima.
Alhamdulillah. I also wanted to express my gratitude. That was really, really special. I don't think I've ever written that much that quickly. So alhamdulillah, you know, I'm more of a plodder I just kind of plod along and I'm very slow. So it was really nice to have your sweet voice, like kind of motivating me to get with the program and write a little bit faster. And it was nice to be in a group. And I loved when you would say some of the teachings, and then I could just tell that it was just so emotional, and your voice, the way that you inflected the emotion to it, it made me pay more attention. Maybe I had missed it because I was just trying to write, you know, quickly, but having you impart the emotion to the message was really, really beautiful. Maybe I was wrong, but it seemed like you were quite overcome at certain points with a sentence here or a sentence there, and really special, really special. Alhamdulillah, thank you.
Alhamdulillah, thank you, Habiba. You know, I also, when I do the practice of writing, one day I was just with Abdullah at Starbucks, and we were doing our writing. And then I was like, oh, you know, it is
you know, Sidi or Allah, you know, talking directly to each one of us in these writings. And it, I don't know, it just dawned to me that even though, like, the transmission is alive, you know, like he's, like, Allah's transmission comes to life when we read these teachings. It comes alive inside us.
Yes.
So, alhamdulillah.
Collective clarity if you see the interim clear. Thank you.
Yeah. Alhamdulillah. Thank you, Salima. Mm. Mm. Anybody else before we close for today? We want to share something or have questions or reflections? I just want to share that the line that really struck me today was, He wants you to know how to sit in the fire of His love. If you hold the fire of His love in your heart, He will help you. And He will take your hand, leading you to Him and giving you what you want. And it reminded me of how true it is. You know, sometimes when I'm doing tawbah and I don't want to sit in the fire of Allah, I'm like just trying to run away from that place inside myself. And then I'm like, oh yeah, like if I sit in the fire of His love with Allah, if I don't sit by myself in that place, but I sit with Allah in the fire of His love, He will take my hand and He will lead me and He will help me. So it was also a good reminder for me. To read that.
It's beautiful.
Okay. So anybody else before we close? Taha, Tahira.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you so much. Alhamdulillah. It is very beautiful, inshallah. We all can walk through that tasting, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tahira. And then, okay, so inshallah, we'll close with the Fatiha. My beloved Lord, my beloved Allah, please guide us through all your stations. Help us be with you and know you for who you really are. And we thank you for gathering us as brothers and sisters and helping us to walk together in your way. And by the secrets of the Fatiha, Bismillahi Rahmani Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmani Rahim. Maliki Yawm Iddi. Yaakna Abudu wa Yaakna Sta'in. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim sirat al-ladina an'amta alayhim ghayr al-maghdubi alayhim waladdallin. Amin, amin, amin. Assalamu alaikum everyone, inshallah. See you tomorrow.
Allah, wa alaikum assalam.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you.
Alhamdulillah. Alaykum assalam. Alhamdulillah. Thank you.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum. Good night.
Thank you.
Good night. Good night, Layla.